ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Professor Dribbs, can I see you sometime this week? I'd like to discuss my final report.
Let me see. Today's Tuesday. I'm free now for half an hour, if that's okay.
I have a class in 10 minutes, but I can come back after 3 o'clock.
I'm sorry I'm not free all afternoon. How about Wednesday morning?
No, I'm sorry. I can't make it. I've got classes all day. But I'm available any time on Friday.
That's out, I'm afraid. I'll be away from campus that day. I'm free on Thursday from 4 o'clock onwards. Can you come to see me around that time?
I'm free too. Shall I come to your office then?
Could you make it at 4:30?
Certainly. Thank you so much.
Question 49. On which day does the woman have to attend classes all day? Listening 2.
Where do you want to go for dinner tonight?
I really fancy eating at that Italian restaurant by the train station, but it's closed today.
That's right. Well, I'm in the mood for Mexican or Korean.You know how much I like spicy food.
I don't know. My stomach doesn't feel so good today, so I'd like to avoid anything too spicy.
How about the Japanese restaurant a few blocks away from here? Or there's always that great Chinese restaurant on the other side of town.
I like both Japanese and Chinese food, but I'm hungry. So let's just go to the restaurant that's closer.
Okay, let's go.
Question 50. What kind of food will the man and woman eat tonight?Listening 3.
Danny, it's pretty cold out there this morning. Why don't you put on your leather coat to go to work?
I'll be okay. Look, I've put on this thick woolen shirt, and I'm taking this nice muffler you gave me for my birthday, too.
Well, if you really think you'll be all right, it looks like it might snow, though.
Really? I think I'll be fine. But okay, I'll take your advice, and I'll even take an umbrella as well. Happy now?
Perfectly. Oh, and don't forget your gloves.
Question 51. What does the woman advise the man to do? Listening 4.
Hello, this is Pete's Pizza. How can I help you?
Thanks. I'd like to order 2 medium pizzas, 1 seafood special, and a meat deluxe.
Okay, no problem. That'll be $20. Are you going to pick them up, or would you like us to deliver?
Can you deliver to 16 Yardley Street?
We can deliver anywhere in the city, but if it's more than 3 kilometers from the store, there will be an extra charge of $5. It looks like you are outside that area.
In that case, I'll drop by and pick them up myself. Can you have them ready by 6 o'clock?
Sure, no problem.
Great. Oh, by the way, I have a coupon for a $5 discount. Can I use that?
Sorry, that campaign ended last week. Now, can I have your name and phone number, please?
Question 52. How much will the man pay for his pizzas? Listening 5.
Transportation in Kyushu is delayed today due to strong winds in the region. Train services in the Fukuoka area are operating at reduced speeds, and the airport has canceled all flights until 3 p.m. Ferry services between Kita Kyushu and Matsuyama were suspended last night and will start again tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. On the roads, highway buses are running normally, but there are some traffic jams in Beppu. Finally, Nagasaki's tram service goes back to a regular schedule today after 2 months of construction work. And that's today's report.
Question 53. From which city have ferries stopped? Listening 6.
Hey, Mark. Want to see a movie tonight? There's one starting at 7:30.
I'd love to, but that's too early. I don't finish my part-time job until around then. I can make it tomorrow evening, though.
Okay, let's do that. Maybe tonight we can meet at the cafe at 8 o'clock and study for next week's exam.
That sounds good. I should be able to make that.
Actually, the downtown library doesn't close until 11 o'clock. Maybe it would be better to study there instead.
That's a good idea. I like the cafe, but it's always noisy.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Question 54. What will the man and woman do tomorrow night?
パート B リスニング7から9では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D または A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が2つ、リスニング8には問題が3つ、リスニング9には問題が7つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Hello, listeners. We have Professor Edward King with us today. He teaches in the agriculture department at Spud University, and he's going to tell us about how potatoes came to be farmed in Japan. Professor, welcome to our radio show. Now, potatoes. They were originally introduced to Japan by the Portuguese, right?
Well, actually, no. They originally came from Peru and were first introduced to Europe by the Spanish around 1570. They eventually reached Japan by the early 17th century, when they were brought to Nagasaki by traders from Holland. At first, potatoes were called jagatara imo in Japanese, the word jagatara being a translation of Jakarta in Indonesia, where the traders had sailed from. Over time, jagatara imo was eventually shortened to jaga imo, the general term for potatoes that we use in Japan nowadays.
I've heard that the potatoes known as danshaku are the best-selling potatoes in Japan.
Yes, they are. Actually, there are around 90 varieties of potato grown in Japan today, but that variety accounts for about 60% of overall production. The second most popular, May Queen, was introduced in the early 20th century, and these are the two most consumed types of potato in Japan. Both are grown in Hokkaido, which is by far the leading producer of potatoes in Japan, accounting for 80% of those sold nationwide.
I see. Well, thank you, Professor King, for giving us this fascinating little introduction to potatoes in Japan.
Listening 8.
In our program today, we have a well-known translator, Jamie Jones. Born in Wales, Jamie has made a name for himself translating some of Japan's most popular contemporary literature. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Let me first ask you, what attracted you to translation as a career?
I've loved translating ever since secondary school in Wales, where I studied Spanish, German, and also Welsh. Translating passages into English was my favourite part of the class, and by the time I was in university, I loved to read Spanish and German literature. However, professionally, I actually started off as a teacher of English as a foreign language in Japan. It wasn't until I decided to do a course in Japanese language studies a few years later that I got interested in doing translation again. As I became more confident in my ability as a translator, I gave up my teaching job and moved into translating Japanese literature into English.
So that's how you got started. You've translated the works of some famous authors. Do you have a close relationship with them?
That's a very interesting question. On the whole, the answer is no. It isn't that authors don't want to meet me, but often the only way I can communicate with them is through email. Japanese publishing companies are protective of their authors' privacy, so they control all email communication. Everything has to go through them and not directly to the author. Almost all of the authors whose works I have translated are still alive, so I would really like to have a closer relationship with them, but that just isn't possible. I thought moving to the Kanto area, near to where most of the authors live, would make it easier to meet them, but it hasn't turned out that way.
That's a shame. What would you say to people who are thinking of taking up translation as a career? What do they need to know before they consider becoming a translator?
First of all, and most importantly, how rewarding and creative the work is. There's a great deal of satisfaction to be gained from knowing that you are responsible for bringing a work of fiction to the English-speaking world. But don't consider becoming a translator for the money. Many people think translators earn a lot, particularly if they translate a famous work. Sadly, that's not the case. Literary translation doesn't pay well. Business translation pays well, though, and there are many translators who make a good living in that field. Many literary translators are actually full-time university professors who do translation part-time because they love it, but it is not an easy job. You can't translate directly from Japanese to English. It doesn't work well. No matter how good your Japanese is, being able to capture the spirit and intention of the words is more important. Machine translation such as Google Translate is very far from replacing humans in this field.
Okay, good to hear. On that note, we will have to wrap things up as we are unfortunately out of time. Thank you, Jamie, and good luck to all the potential translators out there.
Listening 9.
My guest on today's Sport for Kids podcast is one of the nation's champion swimmers, Joanna Weissmuller. Joanna, welcome. Was swimming your favorite sport as a kid?
It wasn't, actually. My older sister was a very strong swimmer, which actually made me avoid swimming because I thought that I'd never be able to beat her. So I took up running, which was my dad's sport and something I could share with him. He'd take me running by the river, and since I was always a bit frightened of falling in, he and Mum convinced me to take swimming classes to build up my confidence in the water. And of course, it wasn't long before I gave up running altogether, when I realized I loved swimming and was actually good at it.
So were you a natural swimmer?
People at the club I joined said I was, but I didn't believe them till I started winning local championships. Then, when I won national titles, I thought, wow, I really am good at this. One thing I learned at an early age, and which contributed the most to my success, was the importance of staying focused and having a positive outlook. Swimming is a tough sport, and I knew that it was all up to me. Of course, I was also well supported by having great facilities nearby.
So what do you remember of your training when you first started swimming seriously?
It was incredibly intensive, and every spare moment when I wasn't at school or doing homework was spent training. But amazingly, I always kept up with my studies. I had some brilliant coaches who planned fun workouts. They made training interesting as well as challenging, and I'm grateful to them for that. I really wanted to hang out with friends, but as I got more successful, my routine prevented that. But I was cool with that because swimming had become my life.
You always look relaxed before a race. How do you manage that?
It's something I've trained hard to do. I get ready well before the race begins, and I always do the same series of stretches to keep calm before I leave the waiting area. Then I go and stand by the pool a couple of races before mine, with my hood up and my headphones on. I never think about the other swimmers in the event, because I can't influence what they do. It's all about my own ability.
So now that you've left school and turned professional, what do you like most about your new life?
Every morning, I get up with a determination to make myself a better swimmer, and I'm so happy that I can fully concentrate on that now. One thing that I thought I would love would be the chance to travel to interesting places, but we never actually have the time to really get to see the places we visit, which is a great shame. Some of my fans think that being a celebrity must be really cool, but it isn't that great. It's so difficult to keep your life private.
So what's the hardest thing to deal with when you're competing?
If I'm honest, there's nothing worse than not seeing your family for months on end. Sure, I'm surrounded by coaches and other swimmers, but it's not the same. And getting injured isn't fun, but I've been fortunate in avoiding serious injuries. I just get the usual aches and pains caused by being tired. For me, not coming first in every race used to be tough, though. But I've learned to accept that I can't win every time.
Do you have any advice for children who are listening and would like to follow in your footsteps?
I'd like to be positive, but it wouldn't be true if I told kids that if you never stop practicing, then you'll be like me one day. The fact is that not everybody can make it to the top. But if you want to try, you must be prepared to make really some tough decisions to get there. For example, I've had to give up any idea of going to college at the moment, but that's okay. What I would say, though, is that it's important to learn from your successes and failures, because only then will you know what you're really capable of.
パート C、リスニング10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して、印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、true を、正しくなければ B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング10には、問題が7つあります。例題はありません。まず、リスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 10. You will hear a boy called Jack talking to a girl called Helen about a music festival. Look at the 7 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A.If it is false, choose B.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Fine, Helen. Did you go to the music festival last Saturday? I didn't see you there.
No surprise that we didn't meet each other. There were so many people. It was great, though, wasn't it?
Well, a couple of the bands were great, but it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Really?
Perhaps I was expecting too much. And it cost a lot of money, $60, just to get in.
Didn't you book early? I paid less for my ticket.
But you bought yours ages ago when there was a discount.
So you could have done the same.
Don't forget, it wasn't until last Wednesday that I even thought I could go to the festival.
Oh, that's right. You were supposed to be playing in that soccer competition, weren't you? I'm sorry that it got cancelled.
Don't remind me. I doubt if I'll ever get the same chance again.
I'm sure you will, Jack. Anyway, talking about the festival, what did you think of the food there?
It wasn't bad.
There were a lot of choices, even for a vegetarian like me, and you didn't have to wait a long time to get served.
And it didn't rain like last year.
Yeah, the weather was good, especially when the sun came out in the late afternoon. Everything looked beautiful.
I couldn't really enjoy the sunshine because I was inside one of the big tents, watching my favorite band play at that time.
Was that The Flash? I actually like listening to loud bands, but they were too much. I couldn't hear my favorite singer, Jason Mraz, because they were so noisy.
That's what's so good about them. It's my favorite kind of music.
This is the end of the listening test.